Hey, what's up? This is Lewis Charles Candell. This is another study guide. This one's on financial accounting. You can find this and other study guides at OSSH.com. You can reach me by email. LCANDELL@OSSH.com. This study guide is for Chapter 3 in Financial Accounting. The title of this study guide is The Accounting Information System. Analyze the effect of business transactions on the basic accounting equation. Each business transaction must have a dual effect on the accounting equation. For example, if an individual asset is increased, there must be a corresponding A, decrease in another asset, or B, increase in a specific liability, or C, increase in stockholders' equity. Explain what an account is and how it helps in the recording process. An account is an individual accounting record of increases and decreases in specific asset, liability, and stockholder equity items. Define debits and credits and explain how they are used to record business transactions. The term debit and credit are synonymous with left and right. Assets, dividends, and expenses are increased by debits and decreased by credits. Liabilities, common stock, retained earnings, and revenue are increased by credits and decreased by debits. Identify the basic steps in the recording process. The basic steps in the recording process are A. Analyze each transaction in terms of its effect on the accounts. B. Enter the transaction information in a journal. And C. Transfer the journal information to the appropriate accounts in the ledger. 5. Explain what a journal is and how it helps in the recording process. The initial accounting record of a transaction is entered in a journal before the data are entered into the accounts. A journal discloses in one place the complete effect of a transaction, provides a chronological record of transactions, and prevents or locates errors because the debit and credit amounts for each entry can be readily compared. Explain what a ledger is and how it helps in the recording process. The entire group of accounts maintained by a company is referred to collectively as a ledger. The ledger keeps in one place all the information about changes in specific account balances. Explain what posting is and how it helps in the recording process. Posting is the procedure of transferring journal entries to the ledger accounts. This phase of the recording process accumulates the effects of journalized transactions in the individual accounts. Explain the purpose of a trial balance. A trial balance is a list of accounts and their balances at a given time. The primary purpose of the trial balance is to prove the mathematical equality of debits and credits after posting. A trial balance also uncovers errors in journalizing and posting and is useful in preparing financial statements. When you need details of an event, it's to see if an accounting transaction has occurred. You would need the accounting equation to determine the effect, if any, on assets, liabilities, and stockholders' equity. You determine the debits equal credits by using all account balances. Use a trial balance. List the account titles and their balances. Total the debit credit columns. Verify equality. Account. An individual accounting record of increases and decreases in specific asset, liability, and stockholders' equity items. Accounting information system. The system of collecting and processing transaction data and communicating financial information to interested parties. Accounting transactions. Events that require recording in the financial statements because they affect assets, liabilities, or stockholders' equity. Chart of accounts. A list of a company's accounts. Credit. The right side of an equation. Debit. The left side of an equation. Double entry system. A system that records the dual effect of each transaction in appropriate accounts. General journal. The most basic form of journal. General ledger. A ledger that contains all asset, liability, and stockholders' equity accounts. Journal. An accounting record in which transactions are initially recorded in chronological order. Journalizing, the procedure of entering transaction data in the journal. Ledger, the group of accounts maintained by a company. Posting, the procedure of transferring journal entries to the ledger accounts. T account, the basic form of an account. Trial balance. A list of accounting and their balances at a given time. And that concludes Chapter 3, Study Guide. Next study guide will be on Chapter 4, which is Accrual Accounting Concepts. Once again, this has been Lewis Charles Candell. My email is LCANDELL@OSSH.com. You can find this and other study guides at OSSH.com. Peace.